The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Philip and St. James is written in Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For a people shall dwell in Zion. In Jerusalem you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Ephesians chapter 2. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus had just finished speaking to his disciples at that time, to his apostles about being glorified through his crucifixion, that they would not be able to go where he was going. And also, he had just finished speaking to Peter about how Peter would betray him 3 times before the rooster crowed. What does this bring about in Jesus' disciples? Troubled hearts about abandonment. Where is he? Where is he going? Troubled hearts about not only Peter's denial, but what about the rest of them? Wouldn't they ask of themselves, unless they're so filled with pride that they wouldn't? Wouldn't they ask of themselves, am I too going to betray him? They had troubled hearts. Your hearts are troubled as well, but only because of the old man inside, that old Adam, bringing you not to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Your hearts are troubled because despite that anxious longing of the newly created heart within you, that longing of the new man to get to that place where there will be no more frustrations from sin, despite that longing, that new man longing, you find yourself wandering and wondering about all the trials and tribulations in life, curious and sometimes doubtful about all of it. While limited in your fallen flesh, you don't know exactly where you are going, nor do you recognize exactly the way in which it will be carried out. And again, that's according to this weak flesh. It's limited. God's holy word, however, along with your experience of mortal life in this fallen world, reveal that in your fallen flesh, you are a stranger and alien, separated from God, lost and alone, far away from any true home, all on account of sin. Because of your denial, disobedience, and rejection of God and his word. But take heart, dear children of God. Be at peace and do not be afraid. Hear what Jesus tells his disciples who were troubled in their hearts. Jesus says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus delivers to them the object of faith, himself. Your home is where Christ Jesus is, and fear not, he is with you. He has prepared a place for you. By his incarnation, by his cross and passion, and in his resurrection and ascension. Indeed, Christ himself is the place, the location where you belong. His body, crucified and risen, is your true home, your life and your salvation. With his God and his Father forever. All of this, first of all, in your ears, and then also in your mouth, and down into your body, and down into your heart and your soul. Here, now, you are at home with God in Christ Jesus by his grace alone, for Christ's sake alone, through faith alone. And through such Jesus-focused, repentant belief, you will be at home with God hereafter for eternity. By his incarnation, he comes close to you And he has become like you in every way, except only without sin. He is perfectly united, God and man, in himself, in his own body of flesh and blood. And by his cross and passion, in his own flesh, by his holy and precious blood, he has fully atoned for the sins of the whole world. He has made satisfaction. The reconciliation to God comes through him for his sake. Whenever the troubles of your heart begin to percolate, hear Jesus' words, "Believe in me." Because of God working through his holy word and holy sacraments, revealing the merits of the incarnate Son, delivering him who has merited and holds forgiveness, life, and salvation within himself, because of God working through those means of grace, you behold through that word and sacrament the heart and the gracious good will and the divine glory of the Father. The beloved apostles revealed troubled hearts, and thankful the church is, because they are revealed as not fully being saints that we must excel to be. They struggled in their flesh. They had troubles and concerns and worries as well, all because they remained in their fallen flesh, just like the rest of mankind. But they were equipped. They were led by the Spirit of truth into truth, into the one who is the truth. They were led by the Spirit to proclaim the merits of Christ, preaching the promise of fully accomplished forgiveness contained in him, pointing all who would hear them to Jesus, repeating Christ's very words, "Believe in him." And thus, such a day as this is set aside to remember and give thanks for the holy apostles, for Saint Philip and Saint James, holy because they're in Christ Jesus. Although very little is further known about these two men, they would prefer it that way anyway. What they would desire, the Church of God in Christ Jesus, to remember and give thanks for is exactly what they preached. The forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, being fully accomplished and won by Christ, that as many as possible would have their hearts not be troubled, but believe in him. The church celebrates these saints and the other saints only because God worked through them to deliver the message of Christ, creating and sustaining his church on earth. The whole Christian church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And Christ himself is the cornerstone who gives shape and stability to his whole creation. God brings you to live and abide within his house. And that being so, you live and abide with Christ in God by the word and work of the apostolic ministry, by the same preaching and performance of his gospel. It is by his word and work of the gospel that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abides with you in love. And by faith in the gospel, you abide with the Holy Triune God in peace and hope. It is by faith in the accomplished gospel promise located in Christ Jesus, and not by sight, because you live and walk by the way of Christ the crucified through this dark valley of sorrows and tears unto your eternal home in heaven. It's a matter of going through the cross. So do you also carry the cross in your vocations as Christian, baptized into Christ Jesus. You suffer and die, as did Christ himself and his apostles, in the same faith and hope of his resurrection from the dead. You know where you are going, and you actually do know the way, not because you have found it or figured it out on your own. He has sought you out, and he still does, pursuing you, calling you with the gospel, by the ministry of the gospel, in order to gather you to himself and bring you to the Father in and with himself, in his body and blood. Be not unbelieving, but repenting and believing. Let not your hearts be troubled. Hear the proclamation of Christ Jesus, who made full atonement for all of your sins, fully earning and winning for you the forgiveness, life, and salvation. Rejoice that the Lord has brought you to repent and believe in his merits, and through such faith declares you to be justified and righteous in his sight. Let not your hearts be troubled. Eat the bread of Christ the crucified, with which your Father feeds you at his table in his house. God draws you here that he would put your mind and body at ease as he, through his gift of faith to you, brings you to receive his accomplished gospel promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Accomplished, sure, and certain. Thanks be to the merits of Christ Jesus for you. Let not your hearts be troubled. As Jesus exhorted belief in him to his apostles back then, that they would then exhort belief in him to others, so God still supplies the apostolic ministry, which still exhorts you to believe in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. For through him, he leads you home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.